الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباد الذين اصطفى أما بعد. Respected elders and friends, on one occasion a person came to Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala anhu and inquired and asked, what is the greatest action in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? What is the best action that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves? So Hazrat Salman radiallahu ta'ala replied so beautifully, don't you recite Quran Kareem? In the Quran Kareem, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioned, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, that the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest of action. And why shouldn't the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be the greatest of action? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in Surah Al-Dahr, which is a surah that should be recited also on the day of Jummah in Fajr Namaz in the second rakat. In the very first ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala strikingly reminds us, هَلْ أَتَعَلَى الْإِنسَانِ هِنُ مِنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا, that, O insan, O human being, now that you have come into the world, you are established, don't you have few minutes, few seconds to ponder that once upon a time you were non-existent? Who gave you this life? Who gave you all these ni'mats? Who gave you all these bounties? And as our honorable illustrious Shaykh Hazmona Shah Abdul Hamid Sahib Daum Barakatum explained so beautifully, Arif Billah, he says, if somebody has to put a basket of fruit for you every day, first class, export quality fruit at your door, and put your name also, special gift, and you just open your door and you see this beautiful basket of fruit, any person with the slightest amount of intelligence, he'll start making fikr that who is this kind person? Who is this person? You start inquiring, you talk about that person, you don't know him, but you're talking about him, you're telling your wife, you're telling your children, such a nice, kind person. Hazrat says, no problem, good, you should talk about Mallam Yashkuri Nas Lam Yashkurillah. If you don't learn to appreciate people, where are you going to learn to appreciate Allah? But Hazrat says, let us not be so limited that we only stop there, that how kind is a person. Don't we forget and don't we think who gave us those beautiful eyes to see that basket of fruit. And free of charge, who gave us those beautiful eyes? Who gave us this intelligence, this mind to ponder and think? And then this beautiful tongue of us, so small tongue, but with the small tongue you can taste sweet, you can taste bitter, you can in a split moment. And who gave us all these ni'mats? And so beautifully Qari Sahib recited this morning in the Surah Munafiqeen, Ibn Mulaika rahmatullahi says, I met 30 Sahaba radiallahu ta'anum. All of them were worried and concerned of nifaq. And one of the signs of nifaq, Allah ta'ala reminds us, myself and all of us, we should be very concerned, make dua. And the easiest effort is the company of the pious servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tulhikum amwalukum wa la awladukum an zikrillah. That, O people of Iman, it should not be coming, and don't fall into the trap that you fall into destruction. That is, you become totally unmindful because of your wealth and because of your amwalukum wala and your children. That now this becomes your whole ambition in your life and you forget who gave me this wealth. Who gave me this children? And you become unmindful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whoever does this, وَمَنْ يَفْعَلْ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَمُ الْخَاسِرُونَ. Whoever falls into this trap, into destruction, he is خَسِرَ الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. His dunya also will be destroyed, his akhirat also will be destroyed. So the easiest and the simplest way is, we find Hazrat has taught us so beautifully, in the Quran Kareem, Allah Ta'ala mentions three things repeatedly over and over, which that is the process to get connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The first thing we see over and over, Allah Ta'ala mentions, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. O people of Iman, this is a royal address. That the first thing should be, the natural thing you should recognize, who gave me this existence. So Iman is to recognize Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to accept that my creator is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you have realized this and you brought Iman, and this Iman also we can't bring. This is the gift that Allah Ta'ala gives to His friends. Allah Ta'ala says, Allah waliyul ladhina amanu. Allah is the friend of those people who have brought Iman. Now when you got this royal gift, how to protect it and how to make it valuable all the time, ittaqullah. Just inculcate taqwa, the true love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Once you got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as Hazrat explained so beautifully, nobody will have to tell you to get up for Fajr namaz. Before Fajr, your alarm, before it rings, you'll be waking up already. Tahajjud time, you'll be waking up already. Then the enjoyment of the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it won't be a burden, you can't stop. As Hazrat says so beautifully, Hazrat Shaykh Rahmatullah Ali used to say, when we used to see our elders making zikr, our mouths used to water. And then forgets making zikr ourselves. But myself and all of us, we should ponder and think how much of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala do we really make. Is it only one majlis when we have once a week? Daily we should make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the third thing that is mentioned in the Quran Kareem, that in order to keep this connection all the time alive and all our ibadah to be vibrant, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu uzkurullaha dhikran kathira. And we find only what does ibadat of zikr, Allah mentions the word kasira also. That make zikr also, and not only little, make a lot of zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because one of the signs of the munafiqeen is, Allah save me and all of us, وَلَا يَذْكُرُونَ اللَّهِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. They also make zikr, but now and then they talk about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should always be conscious and realize the great favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon us every split moment. And the easiest thing, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we all looking for the success and we all want this enjoyment of life. And the most important, the real life starts from the qabr, that is akhirat. The first phase is qabr, then the year after. So Allah ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ تَزَكَّى وَذَكَرَ اسْمَ رَبِّي فَصَلَّى. Make your purification, that purify your heart, bring Allah ta'ala in the heart. And for this, we have to do a cause of the ma'rifah, the recognition of Allah. Where we'll get this? Ar-Rahman, fas'al bi khabira. You want to know how kind, how merciful is Allah? Allah gave you your life free of charge. Allah gave us iman free of charge. Jo ba khabar hai, usse poocho. Sit in the company of the friends of Allah, then they will teach us how to make the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then, wa zakkar asma rabbi fasalla. Then after making the zikr of Allah, see that namaz, what enjoyment is in that namaz. What enjoyment is in that tilawat. In everything you go home, what enjoyment is in that. What enjoyment is it to keep roza for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq and understanding to realize these great favors and bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and regularly and daily, it's just take 5-10 minutes to make our zikr of Allah. You buy the best car, 7 series BM, but you don't want to go take 10-15 minutes to 5-10 minutes to go to the garage and fill petrol. Where is it going to take you? So zikr is the petrol of the ruh. Zikr ki naga, ruh ki faqa. As it says, we don't make zikr, then our ruh is starving. Now you want to save your eyes from bad nazri, you want to save yourself from ghibat, but that force you too weak, and you want to be early for fajr, etc. But we find this weakness because of the lack of zikr. So the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Nabi Allah ta'ala has made it so easy, those things that are most important and most necessary for our life also and for our akhirat also. Allah made it free of charge. For life, we need oxygen. We breathing every split moment, we don't realize, free of charge. For our iman, Allah made afzalu zikri la ilaha illallah. The best of all zikr is kalima la ilaha illallah. And whoever recites the zikr 100 times daily, our faces will shine like the 14th full moon on the day of Qiyamah. Hazrat says, forget the day of Qiyamah. In this world we see, we say, look at the nuran. And nur is not your complexion. Nur is the barakat of that zikr that fills the heart and overflows. Now you see the effect on the body. So Allah Ta'ala give me and all of us tawfiq and understanding, inshaAllah. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanakallah, bihamdika, nashiru, ala, antum, astaghfirullah.